So when he start coming, open your big mouth.
Yes, sir.
And just tell him what you're going to do.
Yes.
And tell him where he stops at. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's a Holy Ghost man.
Yes,
that's a Holy Ghost woman.
Yes,
these are Holy Ghost people. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Look at the commission Jesus gave us. Listen to what he said. Now, who are you going to believe? We got to teach people. We got to get this. If you ain't ready, we got to get ready. I'm ready. I'm getting readier every day of my life. Hallelujah. There's a whole world out there crying for the gospel. And you're going to let these naysayers, unbelieving people that don't know God, think they got everything together to control you? You're going to let them close you down, call you to shut up? Or are you going to speak up? Are you going to stand up? Are you going to be a man? Are you going to be a chicken? Are you going to hide? Are you going to come out and stand on the mountaintop? Jesus commissioned us to do this. This was just before his departure. Mark wrote it. And he said unto them, go in all the world. How far? All the world, all your generation. Preach the gospel. I never heard him say, preach religion. Preach socialism. I never heard him say, he said, preach the gospel. Didn't he say it? To every creature. You notice he didn't tell me to go preach to the black peoples of color. He said every creature. Huh? That's why we're tearing these walls down. Don't you ever come up in my face and say we're a black church. You're going to have me come back at you. I'm going to come back at you in love. We are peoples of God. Jesus died for every person on planet Earth. Hello, somebody.
Yes,
sir. Is it going all the world and preach the gospel to every creature? He that believeth, let me know that I can't make you believe, but he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Hallelujah. But he that believeth not shall be what? Damned or condemned. And this is what's going to accompany me and you and us. And these signs shall follow them that believe. First thing you're going to do, first thing he told you, because that's the very scoundrel that gets in your way. In my name, you'll cast out devils, demons. You don't argue with them. You don't reason with them. You cast them out. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. What are you doing up in here? I'm not housing nothing for you. All I own, all I possess is God. Even my eyebrows belongs to it. Hallelujah. My little bitty toenail, that's God's. When I wiggle it for God. Come on now. Why not? It's God's. It's not mine. And I don't want you in it. And I don't want you messing with it. Hallelujah. He said, in my name you should cast out who? Devils. They shall speak with new tongues. See there? What is a new tongue? A tongue that you didn't know. Shall speak with what? New tongue. They shall do what? Take up serpents. That means a snake can bite you like it happened to Paul. Stop being afraid of snakes. I ain't tell you stop respecting them. I just stop being afraid of them. They're not bigger than you. You got to work on that one, don't you? Stop being afraid of them. Get over that. God got you. He'll protect you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he happened to bite you, he'll do you like Paul. You got the faith. You can't get it, don't watch him at lock. I promise you that. They shall take up what? Serpent. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not what? That you happen to get some poison, you ought to know that I'm so tired. I'm so into God. God is so much of mine. I am so hooked up with divine. Poison can't separate me from it. Can you get to that place in God? You can. But you're not going to get there just being afraid. God loves you. He said, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This is why the evil one don't want you to become confident in your God. Full of the Holy Ghost. Knowing how to commune with God. Knowing how to go and get into the deep things of God. But he's your friend. He was sent to empower you. He was sent to enable you. He was sent to build you up. He was sent to be your friend. He was sent to teach you. He was sent to guide you. He was sent to show you things to come. He was sent to make known the will of the Father. He was sent to unveil God's truth to your spirit. He was sent to bring peace to your mind. He's the spirit of peace. He's the spirit of joy. He's the spirit of strength. He's the spirit of might. He's the spirit that knows God and will talk God language to you. And God only has good things to say, good things to tell you, and good things to do for you, and good things to do through you. Now, why would you be a standoff at the thing that God has for you? Why would you blink your eye and look at it and look at the Holy Spirit like a toad frog in a West Texas hailstorm? Or will you open up your heart and say, God, I want all that you have for me. I know I don't understand. I know I'm talking to people in here. You don't understand everything, but you know how to commit yourself to God. Have God ever done you wrong? Come on, raise your hand if you have. I'm going to pray for liars when you do. Have he ever mistreated you? Now, why would you be a standoff? Why would you be reserved? I break the power of the devil that's trying to hold you and fool you. I take authority over every foul spirit in this congregation and those that are viewing me on live streaming. I break the power of the devil. You come out of that stuff and come to Jesus. Receive all that he has for you. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. I say to you, be free. Be healed. Be delivered from every addiction, every controlling spirit, every oppressing spirit, everything that's in confinement against God. Be free of that. You're not born again, come to Jesus. Walk the aisles today. Hallelujah. You're looking at us We're going to lead you in prayer. You open your mouth and say, Jesus, come in my heart. Take charge. I surrender all to you. Hallelujah. And let him become your Lord. Let him become your Savior. Let him become your Redeemer. Let him become your healer. Let him become your protector. Let him become your prosperity. Let him become your all.